Good afternoon. High to mid-level clouds continue to stream into interior New York and New England as a weak disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere approaches from the west. There's also a few scattered showers in the Mohawk Valley and Adirondacks. We'll continue to see a few showers and perhaps a couple of thunderstorms through the afternoon as this disturbance passes through. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies and an increasing southerly breeze will produce moderate levels of humidity, and temperatures will reach the middle 80s for afternoon highs. As we get into the night tonight, another disturbance will approach from the southern Great Lakes, and there is the risk of a few more showers and thunderstorms. It'll be quite muggy overnight, and areas of fog will develop, with temperatures dropping back down towards 70. As we get into the day tomorrow, it looks like we'll manage to squeeze out a few more showers, maybe a thunderstorm the first half of the day as that disturbance continues to track through New England. But the trend in the afternoon will be to dry things out, and with increasing sunshine, it'll be on the warm to even hot side with highs in the upper 80s to around 90. A new area of high pressure will build in to start the weekend, and we'll look for mostly sunny skies on Saturday, the humidity coming down a bit, but still quite warm, with highs in the lower to mid-80s, and mid-80s on Sunday as a disturbance approaches. We run the risk of an isolated thunderstorm by the end of the day, but mostly dry with a mix of sun and clouds. That disturbance will pass by Sunday night and Monday morning with some clouds and a shower, then increasing sunshine Monday afternoon, lower to mid-80s, and a mix of sun and clouds lower to mid-80s as we head into the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Gaston, located about 1,225 miles east of the Leeward Islands. Gaston is encountering strong westerly wind shear, which should weaken the storm in the short term. Heading into the weekend, however, Gaston is expected to strengthen and could become a hurricane again. And an area of low pressure associated with a tropical wave is centered just southeast of the Turks and Caicos Islands. The wave is producing gale-force winds over water to the north of Hispaniola. However, satellite images indicate that the shower and thunderstorm activity is well removed from the area of lowest pressure. Surface data also indicate that the low continues to lack a well-defined center. Although upper-level winds are only marginally conducive for development during the next day or so, they are expected to become a little more favorable by the weekend, and this system could be a tropical depression during the next couple of days. An Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft is currently investigating the wave. Regardless of development, heavy rains are likely over Puerto Rico today, and strong winds and heavy rainfall likely over portions of Hispaniola, the Turks and Caicos, and the southeastern and central Bahamas during the next couple of days. These rains could lead to flash floods and mudslides. Interests in the northwestern Bahamas and Florida should monitor the progress of this disturbance, since it is increasingly likely that some impacts, at a minimum heavy rains and gusty winds, will occur beginning this weekend. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 21 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low, 59, the record high, 99, set in 1947, and the record low, 35, in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:13 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:41 p.m., 13 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and breezy, scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 60s to around 70. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today, and highs in the middle 80s. Scattered showers and storms possible tonight, also areas of fog with lows around 70. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and breezy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows near 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, any morning showers or thunderstorms will give way to mostly sunny skies during the day, breezy and very warm, upper 80s. Mostly sunny, lower to mid-80s Saturday. A mix of sun and clouds, a late-day thunderstorm possible Sunday in the mid-80s. Increasing sunshine Monday in the lower to mid-80s, and a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-80s through the middle of next week. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.